This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2066. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 24th, Antarctica, Armenia, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Costa Rica, Europe, France, Germany, Greece, Iran, Japan, Korea North and South, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, UK, USA, Vanuatu, SWL Fest, WRTH, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica made a surprise reappearance Saturday, December 19th, thanks to a tip from Hugo Lopez in Chile via Manuel Mendez in Spain. They were hearing it as early as 1352. I tuned in at 1548 on 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. However, something seemed to be wrong as I was hearing a double audio feed, mostly music but some talk intermixed. There were some Christmas greetings and even a time signal at 1600, which must have come from Buenos Aires. I was listening via remote receivers in Brazil, of course, but nothing further was heard after 1640. News about this came originally from Adrian Corol of RAI in Buenos Aires, who said it would be on the air between 1400 and 1730. It was a special broadcast to welcome the team at the station for 2021. However, we don't expect regular broadcasts to resume until February or March, but who knows? Keep an ear on 15476. One of the few remaining Brazilian shortwave stations, RVM, or Rádio Voz Missionária, had been parked on the minus side of 9665 for several weeks, but December 20th at 0213, I found it had shifted to the plus side, measured at 9665.107. And their other frequency is also split, measured on 5939.610. Since December 21st, the DRM noise has been absent from 11910 after 24-hour tests from RNA in Brasilia. Just hearing a barely audible AM carrier at 2341, which would be NHK Japan from the Antipodes, which has always been there in AM, despite Brazil's choosing that same frequency for DRM. In any event, Richard Langley says, according to the DRMNA IO group, it has been out of air for a few days, and it will be off for repairs returning after Xmas. Two of the very few still active frequencies on the 2 MHz band are 2749 and 2598 USB, run by the Canadian Coast Guard. December 21st at 2317, I happened to tune in at the beginning of the scheduled marine weather broadcast from two stations in French at that time, although they might also be in English. On 2749, it's VCN at Escomin, Quebec, which is actually in the Magdalen Islands. And on 2598, it's VBQ22 at Natashquan, which is on the Quebec mainland north of the Magdalens, 600 watts each. They were in parallel, except 2749 was running about 1 second behind 2598. So presumably the transmission was originating from Natashquan. Usually, these two frequencies are not in parallel. Most of the 2598s are in Newfoundland and Labrador, and they're further from me and weaker than the 2749s. There's a full schedule of these and others all over the world, especially Canada, at dxinfocenter.com if you click on the MB page. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Sichuan PBS 2, China, on 6060, heard December 19th at 11:59. He says 6060 had been off the air for several months. Pleased to find them back. Well heard with the usual multi-language IDs at the top of the hour, as Sichuan Ethnic Radio in English with indigenous music. And was parallel to 7225, which had remained on the air. Also heard December 21st with a very good signal on 6060, but the 22nd, it was off the air when checked before 1306 by when they were going on and off the air with transmitter problems. And another Chinese on 7210, he reports, PBS Yunnan, coming on at 10:45 December 22nd, with a long interval signal of easy-listening instrumental music, including Bridge Over Troubled Waters, and finally IDing at 1100 and into vernacular. Most Chi-Com jamming employs whatever programming happens to be on the main domestic network, CNR1, but an alternative is Fire Drake, or Fire Dragon, which is continuous instrumental music. So we're especially alert for when this is reported. Richard Langley in New Brunswick City had a good signal from Firedrake jammers on 9410 and 9455, especially with WRMI gone from the latter. This was against Radio Free Asia. December 20th, around 2020 UT, he could not hear RFA underneath. And Firedrake jamming reported on 9860, December 14th at 1957, a traditional Chinese music jamming loop, but out of the usual sequence and with a wide 10 kHz distorted, poorly modulated signal. This was also jamming Radio Free Asia, but it was not heard, scheduled via Saipan. This was reported by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in his NASFA flash sheet. Terry Kruger in Florida reports an NID on 780.28, December 19th at 10:50, a massive and roughly north-south heterodyne against WBBM. He suspects it's non-domestic, since it's so far off frequency, soon identified by his colleague in Florida, David Crawford, HJZG La Voz del Valle in Cali, Colombia. The last 2 weeks of the year, the final repeat of World of Radio on WRMI is replaced by Mundo Sorprendente, produced by Bernie Solano in Costa Rica. That's 7780 UT Thursdays at 01 until 02. I heard the first one of Christmas greetings and lots of Christmas music, including some familiar names, and a message in perfect Spanish from a lady in Sweden, because she's the daughter of the late Henrik Clements, and she is semi-Colombian. A different Amazing World show is scheduled for exactly 1 week later for New Year's, and we hope World of Radio will be resuming in January at that time. We continue to monitor some off-frequency transmissions, such as on 15285.054 variable, December 23rd after 1600, what is listed as Radio Manara via RMI for Nigeria transmitter site Issoudun, France. But is it really Issoudun, because we wouldn't expect them to be that far off-frequency? I asked Ivo Ivanov to check whether it's coming from Bulgaria, his nearby site, and he says, it is not Bulgaria, probably really Issoudun, France, as registered. And the same applies to the broadcast in the previous hour on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 15:30 on 17545 plus of the Eritrean clandestine Baito Yako. Guy Ludwig suggests another explanation why this transmitter may be behaving like that. When shortwave operations at Pori, Finland ceased, it was reported the transmitters were taken away to Issoudun, France. So these 150 kilowatt transmissions appear to be run from one of those former Pori 250 kilowatt ABB or BBC transmitters. At least it's more likely than one of the 50-year-old 500 kilowatt beasts. Just speculation, of course, he says. No real information whatsoever about the state of TDF shortwave operations have surfaced anymore since 10 years or so. Manuel Mendez forwards the Radio Mi Amigo International newsletter of December 23rd, saying that from the 27th to the 31st of December, their DJs will bring back the warmth and atmosphere of the holidays with the best of the offshore free radio tradition. From a studio in Lent near Antwerp and remote studios in three countries. However, they do not give the frequency in this particular announcement. They say they'll be on the air in Dutch from 06 until 18 UT, and then in English from 18 until 21. This may be via the Kahl Germany transmitter on 6085, which is listed with 20 kilowatts non-directional, but only between 07 and 17 UT. People get worried when the Voice of Greece is missing from 9420, the last remaining shortwave frequency and transmitter in that country. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reports, there was open carrier and dead air on 9420. December 21st, so they were back on the air. He says, had me worried. I thought this was another shortwave broadcaster consigned to history. Heard again on 22 December from around 0730 till sign-off at 0900 in Greek. And they were scheduled to be on the air again at 1900, but not heard. Ivo Ivanov reports, however, that Voice of Greece 9420 was extended after 08UT on December 23rd. There's sometimes foreign language segments, such as Arabic or Serbian, or Spanish, Romanian, Russian, or Greek, up to 0914. More perishable holiday info, so I hope you're hearing this without delay, via Manuel Mendeth from Free Radio Service Holland, which is a Europirate, and I'm not convinced it's transmitting from Holland, they never actually say. Sunday, December 27th, ringing out 2020 with its traditional seasonal December broadcast starting at 0852 UT until 1330 and then repeated at 1330 until 1800. Their schedule is confusing and self-contradictory. Four frequencies are mentioned, but it's not clear which of them apply to which time, so check them all, 7700-5790-3920 and 5810. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports that Radio Iran International, the clandestine, has changed frequency from 6270 to 5830 via Armenia, between 1100 and 0430 UT, despite the fact that WTWW is also on 5830, although somewhat irregularly, starting around midnight UT. So if you hear some interference, that's it, but you'll have a better chance of hearing Iran International when WTWW is missing, of course. How you know that shortwave listening is still important? Henry Mensch forwards a report from the Radio Free Asia website. North Korea executes fishing fleet captain for listening to RFA, as stated December 17th. Part of this long story, it is really common for people who work on ships to enjoy broadcasts in Korean, such as RFA, through their radio communicators when they go out to sea. It seems the authorities made an example out of Choi to imprint on the residents that listening to outside radio stations means death. Via Bob Wilkner, NASA, there's another story about this in TheHill.com, headlined, North Korean Fishing Boat Captain Publicly Executed. Replying to this on IRCA, Mika Mikkelainen says, I've been to North Korea a couple of times as a journalist in 2016 and 17, and I've written a bestseller book about North Korea called Kimlandia, which is out in Finnish and Swedish and soon in Polish, but I don't have a book deal with a publishing company about an English edition, not yet. Even before a new month, JSR shook his air sea breeze about North Korean abductions transmitted from Japan, has made some more frequency changes as of December 23rd, rounded up by Ivo Ivanov, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, which is in English only on Thursdays normally. 6145 replaces 6085, 7345 replaces 7310. Repeat at 16 UT, 5990 replaces 5955, and 6110 replaces 7285. And in between the all-Japanese relay of Furusato no Kaze at 1405 to 1435 daily, 6045 replaces 6070, and 6095 replaces 7325. And Ron Howard's weekly check of frequency changes from South to North Korean clandestines as of Monday, December 21st, VOP again had not made any changes for the sixth consecutive week. But the other one, VOH, changed all its frequencies this week. 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100 when checked at 1008 UT. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-capitalist, non-communist, non-Christian, non-hyped, and non-musical media magazine, World of Radio, number 2066. Also bringing you the equally non-website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard of Raleigh, North Carolina, who sent another quarterly seasonal check for the winter solstice to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Even with WBCQ off, there's still something around 5130. In Kyrgyzstan, it had been time-sharing, but now Wolfgang Büschel reports it on the air at a time when WBCQ used to be active, midnight 50 UT, December 23rd. Religious radio for Afghanistan. He says it's Christmas holiday morning programming, so it may be temporary. And measured on 5129.937. Probably from the same site in Bishkek, the official Radio 1 Berinchi radio for Kyrgyzstan was heard on 4010.2, December 24th, from 1200 past 1220 in Russian, says Ivo Ivanov, listening via remote in Novosibirsk. Wolfgang Büschel also heard it, December 24th, at 1540 on 4010.220 via remote in India. Wolfgang Büschel has been checking out the Myanmar shortwave frequencies via remote in Delhi, India, and concludes that most of them are only running 10 or 20 kilowatts, poor signals, except for 5985, the only one seemingly at full power of 50 kilowatts. Ron Howard agrees, heard December 22nd at 1327. He says, I used to be able to hear 9730 signing off at 1130, but not recently. Of its three active frequencies, you never know which one the Voice of Nigeria will be using, such as for the broadcast starting at 06 UT until 1100. It's supposed to be on 7255, but on December 23rd, Ivo Ivanov had it on 11770 for that time span, including English at 08 until 10. Actually, all of these are offset minus by about 100 hertz. The other one, where it could appear, 9690. Last week, I was discussing how to tell apart the two Saudi Arabian shortwave sites, Jeddah and Riyadh. I referred to odd frequencies. I did not mean frequencies ending in 5, as opposed to ending in 0. I was referring to frequencies which were slightly offset from the exact 0.000. According to Wolfgang Büschel, if the frequency is slightly offset, it's more likely to be from Riyadh, and if it's more accurate, it's more likely to be from Jeddah. Via Allen Road, the BBC World Service has scheduled a New Year's concert, January 2nd at 1906 to 20 UT, via various sites on 6195, 7265, 7445, 9410, 11810, and 12095. Not limited to classical music, also January 3rd at 1206 on 11850, 12065, and 15310. From ARRL via Mike Terry, as he has done each December for the past few years, Brian Justin, WA1ZMS of Forest, Virginia, will transmit a program on 486 kHz with an FCC experimental license WI2XLQ. Commemorating wireless pioneer Reginald Fessenden, who claimed to have made the first voice and music broadcast on Xmas Eve 1906, although his account is disputed, notably by our radio historian, Dr. Donna Halper. It was to be for at least 24 hours around 20 UT December 24th, with a repeat transmission on New Year's Eve likely. In the Washington Post, December 19th, by Paul Farhi, via David Cole, Trump appointee names conservative allies to run Radio Free Europe and Cuba Broadcast Agency. The new hirings by Michael Pack, head of U.S. AGM, may turn out to be short-lived and largely symbolic. President-elect Biden's aides have indicated he intends to fire Pack when he assumes office January 20th. But it's not clear how much authority Biden would have to undo Pack's personnel decisions. The new appointees are expected to carry out Pack's agenda, which critics say involves turning the networks from independent news sources into Trump-boosting propaganda outlets. PAC named blogger Ted Lippian to head Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty and former Breitbart and Washington Times writer Jeffrey Scott Shapiro to run Radio and TV Marti. Lippian is a former VOA official who has run a blog called BBG US AGM Watch, a forum for critical former VOA employees, repeatedly asserting that VOA's programming favors liberal views. Nehemiah Cooper, there was another story about this by Matthew Lee, Associated Press. Pro-Trump shakeups continue at VOA's parent agency. Another World of Radio airing on WRMI has been replaced by something else, UT Tuesday at 0330 on 5800. In fact, this and other programs have been replaced by Freedom Synergy Radio between 03 and 04 UT on 5800, at least the first 3 weekdays of the week, UT Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not clear if this will continue for 5 or even 7 days a week. However, on UT Saturday, there is already scheduled a special holiday broadcast from Texas Radio Shortwave at 0300. From its title alone, you would never guess what Freedom Synergy Radio is really about, advocating for Taiwan and against the Chi-Com. And by the way, I would be not at all surprised if more World of Radio airings are at least temporarily preempted due to unexpected holiday programming. As I was mentioning earlier under Costa Rica Non, the special Mundo Sorprendente on WRMI has scheduled both a Christmas and a New Year's program on 9955 on UT Fridays, December 25th and January 1st at 02 on 5800 and at 04 on 9955. Via Roger, Radio Northern Europe International has a Christmas music special scheduled on WRMI, December 31st at 01 UT on 5010 and 5850. Also at various times in late December on Channel 292 in Germany. On December 23rd around 0730 UT and December 24th around 0600, I was hearing something very strange on 830 from WCCO Minneapolis. An echo, as if there were some other station carrying the same network programming, but that soon turned out not to be the case. It was all coming from the direction of WCCO. They'd be running 2 transmitters at the same time, from the main and from a backup site, and not exactly synchronized. Alan First in Kansas City forwarded my inquiry to John Hansen, the program director at WCCO, and he replied, "He nailed it. Except it wasn't a test. It's happening for reasons they haven't figured out yet. I was waking up engineers just before 1 a.m. Jim Barrett in Elmira says the FCC database shows only 1 transmitter site for WCCO. Tom Gavaris in Minnesota replies, "Before COVID, WCCO was discussing moving their main transmitter location to their backup transmitter site in Ramsey, Minnesota, and sell the current property in Coon Rapids, where they've been broadcasting since the 1920s. Last I heard, they were waiting FAA approval to install a taller tower in Ramsey." Here's another anomaly I found on 11:30, December 23rd at 0726, Spanish music dominant instead of KWKH, and finally an ID as Radio Vida. And that leads to WYXE in Gallatin, Tennessee, which is supposed to be a daytimer. Les Rayburn corrects last week's info about the DX test from WCPH, 1220 in Ottawa, Tennessee. They are December 26th and January 2nd, that is late night Friday, really early Saturday morning, from 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern or 07 to 09 UT, with full daytime power of 1,000 watts. WCPH is currently celebrating their 65th anniversary. Mike Terry forwards a story from ttnews.com via Southgate. AM transmitter sites sold for logistics. Since 2000, nearly 400 AM radio stations have ceased operations in the U.S. Transport Topics says the sites are now valuable real estate for the logistics industry. The report says the familiar real estate adage, location, 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 rings true these days for huge tracts on the outskirts of major cities. Sites that for decades housed AM radio towers, but that today command top dollar as e-commerce fuels rising demand for new warehouses and logistics centers. Look no further than the $51 million sale of a 5-acre parcel in Queens, New York, where an AM radio station will eventually abandon its existing tower and transmitter site and move. New York station WFME's owner, Nashville, Tennessee-based Famini Radio, I thought they were in Oakland, California, sold its AM transmitter site to Prologis, a San Francisco developer specializing in building warehouses for companies looking to expand final mile capability. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us about Vanuatu that RNZI technical manager Adrian Sainsbury wrote on 19 December. VBTC, Port Vila HF services, remain off the air awaiting spare parts. COVID-related issues will certainly add to the delay in repairs being carried out by overseas technical staff. Unidentified on 2580 kHz, December 21st at 2319, a just barely audible carrier, possibly a second harmonic of 1290 or 3 times 860. I often tune the entire 2 MHz band hunting harmonics, ignoring numerous birdies which land on odd split channels, but medium wave harmonics are sparse. I used to get a few Latin Americans as well as United Statesians. The ambient noise level around here may be obscuring them, even worse thanks to Xmas lights. So I urge those in quieter locations to seek harmonics, as otherwise, propagationally and lighteningly, this is the peak time of year for 2 MHz DX. Via Manuel Mendez, a last-minute item in case you're hearing this in time, Marconi Radio International, maybe in Italy, on the air December 25th from 09 to 11 UT on 11390. Rich D'Angelo in the NASA Journal, an important announcement about the club's Winter SWL Festival. Due to continuing health concerns, NASA is canceling the in-person fest event for 2021. But the team is working on a virtual event to be held online via Zoom in place of the in-person event, tentatively planned for the same weekend, February 26th to 28th. The 2021 edition of that essential reference book, the World Radio TV Handbook, was published in early December, and purchasers in Europe have already received their copies. It's published in England, but there have been delays in getting many of them across the Atlantic. Those who have ordered it by Amazon get a wide variety of delay dates into February. However, I am reliably informed that Amazon did have some in stock by December 12th, and more was on the way. There are other ways to order it, such as by Universal Radio, still taking mail orders in Ohio, or direct from WRTH.com. Last year's book had 672 pages. Here's another way. Chuck Gessner, W3ON, says he got his copy on December 23rd. He ordered it from the Book Depository. Late to include in order by Germany Non, but Gruß an Bord, that annual special for German mariners, has been taking place just as I am recording this program. How inconvenient. Between 19 and 23 UT on Thursday the 24th. Lots of reports of that have been coming in, including complaints of co-channel interference from, of all things, Vatican Radio Christmas specials. Kai Ludwig says, the scheduling for the NDR broadcasts from Germany have been in HFCC all along, but no Vatican special showed up as recently as 2 days ago. It looks as if in Rome they set up something in a frenzy with no frequency planning. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued December 21st. Geomagnetic field unsettled to active on the 21st, 26th, and January 5th and 6th. Mostly quiet for the remainder of the period. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5 already on the 23rd, 10 and 3 on January 5th and 6th. Solar flux peaking at 86 between December 25th and 31st, and down to 82 by January 7th. MX and HNY from GH concluding WOR 2066 with a standard disclaimer.